This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. More high temperatures are in store across the southern U.S. this week. Tens of millions of Americans remain under heat alerts, particularly in states like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas. Feels like temperatures could reach triple digits through tomorrow. Meantime, portions of the Southwest are seeing the heat temporarily ease a bit. Phoenix, Arizona's record long streak of 31 straight days at 110 or higher, that came to an end yesterday. Republican presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis is laying out his economic vision for the United States in New Hampshire. The Florida governor said yesterday his administration would curb reckless federal spending and reduce economic dependence on China. DeSantis rallied against federal overreach by President Biden and his administration.
When I hear about, oh, culture war, standing up for the rights of parents, standing up for the well-being of children, that's not some, quote, culture war. That is central to the lives of tens of millions of people.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams continues to call for federal help. It comes after migrants were forced to sleep on sidewalks and in cardboard boxes outside the Roosevelt Hotel in Manhattan over the weekend. The hotel is the processing center for newly arriving asylum seekers, but it's overflowing. Adams says there is no more room indoors. Apple is approving the newly rebranded Twitter app, known as X. The app is available in the Apple Store right now. This is an exception to the rule because Apple typically does not allow developers to name their apps with a single character. The Occupational Health and Safety Administration and local authorities in Woodbridge, New Jersey, are investigating after a woman fell into a large food processor and died. The accident happened Friday at the United Premium Foods processing plant in Woodbridge. That's about 20 miles south of Newark. USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
August will be a super month for fans of the supermoon.
August will treat sky watchers to a celestial spectacle with a pair of supermoons culminating in a rare blue moon. The first show will be on Tuesday evening as the full moon rises in the southeast, appearing slightly brighter and bigger due to its proximity at just 222,159 miles away. The moon will be even closer on August 30th, earning the title of blue moon as it's the second full moon in the same month. The last time two full supermoons occurred in a month was in 2018, and it won't happen again until 2037. I'm John Schaefer.
U.S. Space Command headquarters will not be located in Alabama after all. President Biden says Colorado Springs, Colorado, will be the permanent home of the four-star command. The news reverses a Trump administration decision to move the headquarters to Alabama, specifically Rocket City, which is the nickname for Huntsville. Lawmakers in Alabama claim their abortion law is why Biden shifted back to Colorado. Former home improvement star Zachary Ty Bryan has been arrested in Oregon.
Bryan, who's 41 years old, was arrested Friday and booked into jail for assault, robbery, and misdemeanor harassment. He's being held without bail. In 2020, Bryan was arrested for assaulting his girlfriend. He was sentenced to 3 years probation and had to complete a domestic violence intervention program then. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us. Good to have James Hurston with us. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, law professor, and now burgeoning AI expert, huh?
Well, I don't know about AI expert, but I've been writing a lot of articles about it. It's interesting because my business, what I do for a living, is entertainment law, and I represent people in Hollywood and in the entertainment industry. And now that's the only thing everyone is talking about is AI. I have to become familiar with it, conversant with it. And what's interesting is this strike. Now, two unions in Hollywood on strike. And the only thing that really, I know, you know, it's the usual conventional things that they've been talking about with unions and management in recent years, particularly streaming compensation, arcane things like that. But the real fear in creative people, in writers, actors, and even producers and directors, is the ability of AI to essentially eliminate them all.
And just replace them. Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, and AI, as I've mentioned on your program, is an existential threat. And before, you know, the robots of the transhuman soldiers come to kill us, they're going to take our jobs.
Right.
And so this is what this Hollywood thing is about. But what's fascinating to me, some of the same people on the left, part of the woke crowd in Hollywood, who when workers who lost jobs because of environmental climate change regulations, or when they hear about this, you know, you hear about the farms being shut down in the Netherlands, or the demand for coal mines to be shut down, they say, this is like a cliche, hey, those guys ought to learn to code, meaning learn to program computers. There's an irony now that that computer code in the way of algorithms that are now being designed by artificial intelligence are coming for these people and they're taking their jobs. And there's a tremendous difficulty, you know. I mean, unionism, there's a lot of history of the labor movement in the United States that was good. And traditionally, the idea of workers organizing was to increase their leverage and their ability to negotiate with employers. But the problem here is that because it's so different, because of the world we live in has these challenges that are so different, it's actually the strike is moving the opposite way. And I'll explain it this way. the big studios look at a double strike like this, so we have the writers' union and the actors' union, as something they want to avoid in the future. And here, presenting them the golden key to avoiding it, is artificial intelligence.
Yes.
So what they're doing with this strike is giving greater incentive for the big studios, big corporate, multinational companies. You know, the epitome of that company in Hollywood is Disney, right? And Bob Iger is on record, the guy who runs Disney once again, he's on record with saying, we've always loved the technological advancement. Eventually, we're going to really embrace AI. Disney is.
Mm.
And so Bob Iger's become the villain of, actors and actresses.
As if he needs more villainy, right?
Yeah, right now, Disney is associated with many people in the world now. Instead of being associated with a place where there's safety for families, Disney's associated with the devil. And that we never thought, would happen. But Hollywood has welcomed the devil. And so Hollywood has gone sideways. And there's something about this that feels like a judgment being placed on Hollywood. But it's interesting that this boomerang effect, this incentive for the studios, now there are reports that the big studio have gone on a hiring spree. Now, the news has talked about people getting layoffs at record levels in entertainment companies. Disney itself, it's over 7,000 workers. Before this strike, the layoffs were announced, but they've really kicked in recent months.
Well, Disney always goes through the cycle of layoffs. They hire, they lay off. I mean, that has been their trend forever, James, that I can remember.
But during these layoffs and during strikes, which are ostensibly over AI, they're on an AI hiring spree. Disney, and it's all on record because you can look on these various websites and see that Disney's posted a number of AI jobs. Netflix is hiring AI. The Intercept, this alternative news publication originally started by Glenn Greenwald, happened to notice there was an AI job. The annual salary is like $300,000 a year to $900,000 a year. This is Netflix, an AI product manager. Now, what would a product manager of AI be doing? Producing content.
Right, exactly.
So the studios are talking out of both sides of their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They have an organization called the AMPTP, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. That's the big studios basically banding together. They have a spokesperson, and they said, no, we shouldn't eliminate AI. We shouldn't prohibit AI. We need a balanced approach.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, it's way too tempting for these studio heads. As AI advances, it has advanced far more rapidly than we've ever seen.
Movie trailers now. But based on that, what do you think? I mean, are we 5 years away from something of quality, or are you talking about a learning curve and a process that could take 3 to 5 years before they're able to do something of any kind of significance? Because I still think, after everything is all said and done, there's going to be some room for these, boutique operations, kind of like, Angel Studios in that, for example, that produced Sound of Freedom.
Well, there's the reason there's room for that is because of the great vacuum that Hollywood has created, especially the new woke Hollywood, which can't seem to restrain itself from shoehorning woke concepts, agendas, messages into what's supposed to be entertainment. But the problem, you know, it could be a great democratizer, it could be something, but Hollywood is going to fundamentally change.
Without a doubt. I'll tell you what. Hold on to that for just a moment. Going to break. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
My 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's James Herson, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. James, you were saying about AI. No doubt, AI is a force. It is coming hard and fast, and it's like, okay, how do we manage this, and what will this do to certainly, you know, the high levels of entertainment that we've counted on over the years? Maybe not so much recently, because some of the products a little suspect. I agree, but in the long term, what do you think?
Well, and to me, 2 years is kind of short term, but I believe that because of AI, the whole entertainment business is going, and many other businesses, by the way, are going to fundamentally change, and that change is permanent. And I'll tell you why. This is the reason, and it's mind-boggling to get your brain around this.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is that within 2 or maybe 3 years, one person, one human being, could sit down with a computer and put prompts into a set of software, a technology, collected algorithms, and what would come out very quickly is a feature film, an entire feature film, written, directed, produced with artificial actors, depending on how the prompts were put in, and that is, in a way, that's a great democratizer, because anyone with very small amount of time and money can produce entertainment. When you think about that, it kind of, it boggles the mind. Now, when people get very adept at that, we may have forms of entertainment that we haven't conceived of, and also forms of informative media, documentaries, things like that.
So James, are you saying gone are the days of the $500 million production jobs?
Well, that's yes, I am saying that those jobs. I mean, there still would be a need for big marketing budgets and for personalities that would go on junkets to sell it, if assuming they're not cyborgs or robots or something like that. But it's already happening. For example, being in broadcasting, you know about the voiceover artist.
Right.
The voiceover artist is done. AI can emulate or even create a very human-sounding voice, and it can be crafted any way you want it to be. So, for example, the famous voiceovers that are used for advertising, or voiceovers that are used for movie trailers, already are being done by AI.
So James L. Jones, Darth Vader, all that's just going to be all manufactured, synthesized now.
It already is. James Earl Jones gave us permission to use his younger voice so that Darth Vader's voice could live on even after James Earl Jones. So it's already happening. Another example of that outside of the entertainment business, I mean, people have noticed when they call customer service, that they get the Philippines. The Philippines is the number one location. But they get places like Bangladesh. And these countries have lived off of this income. This has been very important to their economy. AI is going to destroy it. It's going to be gone.
Yeah.
We see already Kroger is experimenting with food stores where there's virtually no checkers, no baggers. Everything is self-checkout, maybe hiring one or two people to assist individuals that are having problems with the self-checkout. It's moving so rapidly in that direction. Each one of these moves costs tens of thousands of jobs around the world. And it's just continuing and continuing. So it's changing the face of our society, our culture, our civilization. But before it does that, it's going to fundamentally, in a sense, transform and destroy part of Hollywood. So it's going to be bizarre.
Yeah, what is this going to do about liberty? Liberty issues, James.
Well, when we talk about liberty, I mean, when you think of the potential of AI, when it comes to managing data. So if you combine these things, surveillance, the management of data, and artificial intelligence, any kind of government structure will be tempted to destroy all semblance of liberty. Mm-hmm. We already know about the central bank digital currency that you and I talked about on your show.
Right.
And the simple way to think of that, think of money that can be shut off by the government.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
When I say shut off, meaning anybody can be rendered penniless in a millisecond by the government. So when we talk about things like social credit scores, and we talk about, in the abstract, the things that China are implementing as we speak,
exactly,
it goes far beyond that with this kind of technology.
Well, in a way, they're doing it here, though, James. You know, ever so subtly, aren't they? They're conditioning us. We're being controlled already by the powers to be. So this is just another step in that direction, a blatant step. I mean, Canada's been experimenting with this for a long time. In fact, they looked at it in China. What China was doing, says they envied that process. And, of course, we saw what happened with the trucker strike, right?
Yeah, exactly, where financial institutions were used to cancel people and harm their life. We just had the Brexit leader, Nigel Farage, in the UK, had all his bank accounts closed by a bank he had done business with for decades because of his opinions and because of his political stance. We've seen that kind of thing go on, but that's just child's play compared to what the elites, some elites, want to do with this kind of technology.
Yeah. Well, I just see like a big noose being wrapped around us at every turn. You know, whether it's AI, social media, what they did, you know, during the election, what we're finding out, how the government interfered and Facebook participated in squashing down any kind of information about COVID, for example. This is all very dangerous, James. They're dumbing us down, and when this happens historically, usually what follows is human carnage, because you can't dumb people down like this and not have there be a cost.
Well, you know, we're praying against it, and the most important thing is that people get their information outside of the legacy media, because it's very clear now there's a constant stream of important news, important stories that people need to know about, that the mainstream media, and what I mean by that, you know, are the corporate media outlets, including Fox News. They will not report that information, and because certain subjects have been rendered taboo, you're not supposed to talk about them. And that's why Nigel Farage, in his community, being pro-Brexit and being against the medical tyranny that was imposed in the UK, he was canceled, and it continues. It continues all the time. A Nobel Prize-winning scientist recently spoke against the global climate change narrative, and he found himself canceled. So
Exactly. And professors have been going through that experience, you know, for decades, James. That's the thing. We're being conditioned, no doubt about it. James Hurston, he's the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Thank you, James. Appreciate you.
With warmer weather comes the opportunity for outdoor dining, with more people now bringing dogs along to their favorite restaurants and cafes. But is this a good option?
I'm Dr. Rena Carlson, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few tips. First, check ahead with the restaurant to make sure they allow pets in outdoor dining areas. Make sure your pet is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Is your dog properly trained to sit or lay at your table despite the commotion around them? The noise and activity can be stressful, so if your pet is excessively barking, panting, or drooling, or can't sit still, these are signs your dog is better off at home. Bring Fido's toys, treats, and water dish, but don't share your meal with your dog. Finally, if you've never taken your dog out to eat, try going at a time of day that you will know will be quieter to see how they react, and be prepared to leave early if needed. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
USA News Update. More high temperatures are in store across the southern U.S. this week. Tens of millions of Americans remain under heat alerts, particularly in states like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas. Feels like temperatures could reach triple digits through tomorrow. Meantime, portions of the southwest are seeing the heat temporarily ease a bit. Phoenix, Arizona's record long streak of 31 straight days at 110 or higher, that came to an end yesterday. Republican presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis is laying out his economic vision for the United States in New Hampshire. The Florida governor said yesterday his administration would curb reckless federal spending and reduce economic dependence on China. DeSantis rallied against federal overreach by President Biden and his administration.
Standing up for the well-being of children, that's not some, quote, culture war. That is central to the lives of tens of millions of people.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Well, Devin Archer sends a note to Hunter Biden saying, "Hey, look, I thought we were friends, and your peeps are throwing me in jail. What's up with all that?" Is Devin Archer kind of the fool on the hill? Yesterday, quite interesting to watch his smug face. And we've got Al Parada here right now. Al, I thought, grand juries were supposed to be, behind closed doors. We weren't supposed to know that. But all that was spread out over the weekend was pretty much what was reportedly testified behind closed doors yesterday by Devin Archer. Of course, we'll get the transcript probably day after tomorrow and be able to really look at it. But, you know, the reports that are coming out are quite devastating. I mean, Al, I don't know of another president, at least in my recognition and understanding of history, that has lied so badly as Joe Biden.
Do you mean not lie well, or just lie to lie all the time? Because it's both in his case. I mean, it is a pathological thing with Joe Biden.
It is. I mean, so right. I mean, if it's not forgery or plagiarism or other things, I mean, his character, as the president of the United States, I'm embarrassed, frankly, that this is all, coming out. We all suspected. You and I have been talking about it. Others have been talking about this for years. And, wow, I mean, this is a hot mess.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the notion that Joe Biden's corrupt isn't exactly something invented, in the last 2 years. I mean, this has been around for decades. this idea that they that they've been selling the name. And Politico did a story a few years ago,
right?
That laid out Biden Inc. It's not like Politico is Newsmax. Or,
and Schweitzer as well, has put all that out. And the thing that amazes me though, on top of it, is that you've got the Democratic Party cabal that supports this. I mean, you saw the one congressman was Don what's his last
Goldman.
Name? Goldman, right? I mean, what was it? Did he get into Hunter's little baggie there that was left behind or something? I mean, he was like, wow, you got to be kidding. I mean, I understand. Look at this, your party, and you got to offer some sort of defense. But my goodness, you're not in the realm of plausibility.
Yeah, considering he's the guy who was the lawyer who led the impeachment.
Exactly. Exactly.
On this. This is not just some, hack in a way, but obviously he's a lawyer for the Bidens. he's got some reps in front of his name now.
Mm-hmm. But don't they have some sort of code of conduct, some ethics code that they're supposed to adhere to as officers of the court, even though they're operating in the capacity as a legislator? Whether it's Adam Schiff or others that go there and they make these preposterous claims that are just, I mean, they're not even preposterous. They're just flat out lies. And, and look what they've done. I mean, look, I was talking with Liz Peek about this earlier. The damage that they've done to our country because of all this lying and cheating and stealing, we got Joe Biden as president. And look what he's done to the middle class. Look what he's done to our country.
Yeah, all elections have consequences, like they say. And this is to get a little serious here for a second. What Joe Biden's accused of is bribery. That his family took in $10 million. Specifically to get rid of the prosecutor that was going after Burisma.
Mm-hmm.
That's bribery. Yes. That is very, very serious. But the problem is because the Trump impeachments were so frivolous and so out of procedure, out of tradition, that they made a mess and mockery of impeachment. And so now we are facing a real serious situation where we do need to do this inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
But the process has been so politicized, it starts out the well's poison to begin with, and that's the bad news for America.
It's not going to pull it. It's not going to bring us together. There's no doubt. You may have to scramble some eggs. We may have to break some eggs here in the process. Because we're already broken anyway. What do we got to lose? And in order to rebuild, you're going to have to really just go after this thing hard, serious, and fast. You can't treat this like a Hillary Clinton deal and come away after all the evidence and say, no reasonable prosecutor would handle this case.
That'd be my advice to the Republican, is to make sure the process is like it would have been 10 years ago. to keep the process legit as possible, high standards of evidence, the whole...
But traditionally, Al, don't they? I mean, sometimes you might even, because this is what really ticks people off in the country about their party, the Republican Party, is they're too genteel. They really need to come out, kicking butt, taking names here. I mean, they don't need to be, firing pistolas all over the air or anything like that. But I mean, my goodness, you've got enough evidence here to choke a horse. Because, I keep saying, we got Devin Archer. Devin Archer's all, now it's all documented. His testimony is there. But it's like, did people forget about Tony Bobulinski? Tony Bobulinski was in the room. He was the guy that first told us about the big guy, remember?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the thing about the Archer testimony, is that it's the other end of the table. Because you've got the confidential source on the other side of it, on the Burisma side of the table. He's in the room with those guys. So they're saying, we hired Hunter Biden because his father can help us get us out of this situation. Right. Now you got Devin Archer on the other side of the thing, on the Biden side of the table, saying, oh, we're taking phone calls, we're calling my guy, we're calling me. And then we have, and this is the key to the thought, is we have the tape of Joe Biden bragging about doing exactly what Burisma was paying his son to have him do.
the thing is so crazy. And the thing is so nuts about this, Al, is that here you got Biden bragging. See, I always say the one thing about the Democrats, they self-indict. All you got to do is listen to them. Yeah. I don't care. Lois Lerner, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, you know, Joe Biden. You just listen to what they say, and they self-indict. And he self-indicts, and what do? You know, Adam Schiff goes nuts, and he and Nancy Pelosi move for impeachment of Donald Trump. Wait a minute. No, Donald Trump didn't do that. Your guy did it, but you impeached Donald Trump.
And we spend all this money.
We retard the process of our government and what we could have accomplished in the 4 years of Donald Trump, all because of the resistance, you know, the big, you know, deep state cabal that went on with the Democrats and FBI, social media, all these people. They're all guilty of sin. And, you know, and I don't know how we can possibly reconcile the damage that they have done to the people. And because even Facebook now, they're admitting, we knew this. You and I reported on this a couple of years ago, that they were involved with the FBI. The FBI told them to squash the Hunter Biden laptop information as Russian disinformation. Finally, they had to come and admit that, in fact, they did. And, I mean, it's so, like, so, what?
Yeah, so let me ask the question to you. Why? Like, Trump was impeached for asking what the Bidens were up to in Ukraine.
Right.
Right? So, and then the whole deep state came in and protected Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why? They're not protecting Hunter Biden, because who cares about some, you know, crack addict?
Right.
You know, they're protecting Joe Biden, but why? Is it Joe Biden they're protecting, or are they protecting what Obama and Biden were up to in Ukraine? Even
the Burisma. It has to go up the ladder. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. See, this is the thing. I think this is the big missing thing in all this, is that where is Obama in all this? I mean, you got his three lieutenants, you know, the holy trinity of the Obama administration between Kerry and Clinton and Joe Biden. And they're doing all this side hustle stuff and making millions of dollars. And look at, you know, I think we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. I go, there's no way Joe Biden's going to sell his soul for $10 million. That's not enough money. And now, yesterday, what came out is they're talking, we're looking at over $100 million.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to really climb up there if they're able to really discover how much money that is actually in this guy's back pocket. Just saying, you know, get ready. Okay, got to go to break. More from Al Parada after this.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See, we didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. We're talking with Al Parada from Stream.org at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Al, something's happening. I'm just saying, you know, that just the attacks on faith around the world. We've got, Sound of Freedom that you and I discussed and reported on well over the $150 million mark, how... crime is running rampant, and what's happening in these for example, in Haiti, where you've got a nurse doing some mission work that's kidnapped out there. This disruption that's going on that seems so universal, I just think that we need to possibly connect the dots to realize that there's no doubt dangerous times, but I think by the same token, they're exciting times because it's showing us that God's divine hand of providence remains, upon his creation.
Yeah, and I think we talked about this before, the idea that it's now all in the open, the idea of the spiritual warfare. And
yes.
That there's no, when you're having counties pay for drag queen tutorials for kids, like they're doing out in Ohio, or the mutilation of children being celebrated. you're dealing, it's in the open. I mean, this is and it's unabashed abortion, like shouts for abortion. This is the cards are on the table. The spiritual warfare is on the table, which makes it a little easier for believers to recognize, as opposed to just sort of hide away and think all is well or in America.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to recognize who the enemy is. I mean, the deep state would want us to believe it's those doggone domestic terrorists. It's those moms, those crazy, crazy moms, they're going over to school board meetings and raising a ruckus, and dads who are upset because their precious daughter gets raped in a gender optional bathroom with the endorsement of the school, and like it's no harm, no foul. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a distraction. It's a distraction from the school being done. And again, you point to Sound of Freedom and how that is doing, and that is spreading, and the awareness, and that is, and the reaction to Sound of Freedom is also telling.
Exactly, that's what I was just going to say. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
oh, yeah, why are you pushing it? Why are you pushing against this movie in ways that are have nothing to do with the movie, really? You know, you're trying to, ooh, it's QAnon conspiracy, and, you know, all this. Wow.
What the heck?
Why?
How did they bring QAnon into it? I don't understand this.
Easy, because, you know, the QAnon theories is, well, international child sex trafficking.
Right, right, I guess, you know.
And again, it's like one of these things where you go, well, yeah, when you've got, like, Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell are hanging out with presidents and kings, or princes anyway.
Right, right.
Like, yeah, you're talking about high-powered people that are involved in international sex trafficking, so it's not that, you know, far stretch. Mm. But
right.
But it's still, it's just a sign, it's a signal of this battle. And yeah, the good thing is, in this case, Sound of Freedom is showing that the good guys can win.
And, exactly.
If people rise up and people fight, you know, good things can happen. And
as you say, the deafening sound, the deafening silence about human trafficking at the border and the numbers of unaccompanied young kids. I mean, they've lost what, close to 100,000 kids. I mean, that's a very rough estimate. What is that? Is 100,000 going to be 200,000? Going to be 300,000? We don't know. They just say, well, 100,000. Mayorkas, like, you can really just, you know, trust what he's saying. But regardless, there is no doubt a number of unaccompanied children that have crossed our border, and God only knows, you know, where they're at. You know, we know that they're here in the United States and what they're being subjected to. And then, of course, what was released last week, Al, was that it's the cartels are in charge. They are large and in charge and making a ton of flipping money. I mean, they're not happy enough just selling drugs and killing our kids. Now they want to, go and kidnap our kids, take kids, you know, from around the world and, you know, bring them here into the United States because the United States, you know, we're so messed up and compromised, you know, morally, that we're participating in this horrendous act of child abuse.
Yeah, and let's add a little bit of more confusion and the dismay, the better word, dismay. How the Justice Department on its website keeps minimizing child sex trafficking in the last few months, which is, on the surface of it, is absolutely idiotic, because you now have this hit movie that is highlighting child sex trafficking. This is when you boost up your website.
You would think.
If you cared
about it, but obviously they don't. They're trying, you know, it's like, so it leaves you with this sense of, well, maybe because they're big consumers of it. Maybe that's why they're playing this down, is that they're guilty of sin, maybe.
It leads you to wonder, and that's a dangerous thing. Do you want to believe the United States government is involved in child sex trafficking?
I mean, hey, we don't want to believe a lot of things that our government may or may not be involved in, but unfortunately, because we're idiots. We're trusting our government. We're not holding them accountable. And the thing is, Al, is that, see, this is the problem about elitism. You know, they think, you know, the Adam Schiffs and others, you know, they think, oh, they got the degree and they're high and mighty. And, you know, we're lucky to have them leading our country and ripping us off blind and stealing from us and everything. And that, you know, and what they're doing in misrepresenting us around the world, how they're disrupting, you know, other countries, regime change, assassinations, all this stuff. I mean, you know, I was listening to a video the other day to hear, you know, of all people, Robert Kennedy talking about, you know, the CIA and what they do and conducting, you know, these kind of dark ops, and go, wait a minute, here's a man who lost his uncle and lost his dad to these kind of operations. And, you know, it's just like, wow, it just kind of blows me away. He kind of. You know, the way he expressed it was just like, well, it's just, you know, it happens. You know, a matter of fact, okay. You know, and I thought, wow, that's weird. I just felt disconnected.
Yeah, and let's bring it full circle to the Biden thing again. The Ukraine, you know, they're not just talking about the Bidens pocketing money from some gold mine in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
Okay, fine,
right.
Whatever, you're corrupt, we got it.
Yeah.
We're talking about a nation where we're spending billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of weapons, and aid, emptying our stockpiles, putting our lives at risk at the war with Russia. So this is a bigger deal than just a little bit of bribery, because we're dealing with the possibility of World War III.
Exactly.
And that is paid to buy millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
is something that needs to be looked at, because this is a very, very dangerous thing.
Yeah.
This is not just, you know, some low-life politician in Chicago pocketing a few hundred grand so somebody can develop a building somewhere.
Oh, the implications are severe. That's what we're saying. You know, we said that here, because of what happened in 2020 with this crazy election and the results that we got, you know, how much has America been injured? And not only America, but our allies. Al, they were counting on us, you know, for the fuel and what we were doing and, you know, and all this stuff that was happening. And, you know, a lot of positive things were occurring. And then here comes COVID and, the thing is, it amazes me even to this day. I had a little conflict with YouTube, right? Because they have a policy, which is what Joe Biden is trying to do and formalize through the back door, and that is that for the next pandemic, the WHO would be in charge. Well, the social media has engaged a policy that says that whatever you say must be in agreement with the guidelines of the WHO. Well, wait a minute.
No.
When I look at what the WHO did, they got more wrong than right.
Yes.
And, you know, they probably, in a sense, are responsible because of their misinformation in killing more people around the country. You know, what do we have? Seven trillion people die? Is that right? Yeah, about 7 trillion people? Yeah.
Yes.
Is that it? How much? Or maybe I'm off here. No, seven million? 7 million. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I get crazy with the numbers. I just know there's a bunch of zeros. And it drives me nuts. But, and here, anybody trying to have a conversation saying, look at intelligent people, we need to have this conversation to say, okay, if this happens, where did we get it right? Where did we get it wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think like with Trump moved everybody, and it was almost like, the era of, FDR. We had to, mobilize our manufacturing because we got our Pacific Fleet wiped out, and we had to start building ships. Well, all of a sudden, we find ourselves, we don't have ventilators. Our shelves are empty because of, remember who emptied the shelves? Of all this medical supply and everything we had, it was emptied by the previous administration. And so Trump is left holding his hand. He's got nothing. It's kind of like, remember Bush? We go to war and we're going to war in the Middle East. And, Bush has nothing. And the kids are over there. They're sending letters back home going, hey, Mom, Dad, would you go to Home Depot and go get me some sheet metal? What?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I mean.
Yeah. Preparation. We're being set up again. That could be done.
And we're paying for this incompetency. And, again, the people need. I still want to grab everybody by the shoulders and say, wake up, please. I need you to wake. We need each other to wake up and get on top of this. We cannot continue. This is unsustainable because they're taking us down a road of where we will be fully trapped, fully controlled. And, because all the tools are coming in place here right now. And with the tools in their hands, we're talking danger, Will. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Al Parada, thank you, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to